Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning.
Good morning, Howard. I'm coming to your listeners.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you. So, wow, what a set of disturbing news coming out of Mozambique. I would imagine of all people, though, you not totally shocked. Horrified, maybe, but shocked, unlikely.
Christ, I'm not. Shocked that they have the brazenness to go now for foreigners is the utmost concern. The total implosion of counter actions by the government. I must say, I expected a bit more than that. And then lastly, I think what is of more concern is the fact that the DAG had to come in and private companies had to come in and do evacuations and save the people in the hotel, which clearly sends a message that there's a serious problem at hand. The insurgents, their weapons, their ability to plan and coordinate, I'm afraid we're in for a tough and rough year. And the Islamic State has claimed credit for the attack last night.
Yeah, I saw that you were quoted, I think it was on News 24 or one of the articles, you were quoted that the Islamic State had, in fact, taken responsibility. Definitely seems to be a massive escalation. I mean, this is not one step up. This is many steps up, isn't it?
There's three things I want to say, Howard. Short, I promise. If the Mozambican government does not now get a wake-up call in terms of its current position, if the region does not realize the regional implications of what has happened in Cabo Delgado, and also, lastly, if we don't start unpacking the foreign agendas, the chessboard of power politics in Cabo Delgado, I am afraid we are sitting with a sustained insurgency for the next 5 to 10 years, which is exactly what the Islamic State wants, to institutionalize itself within the insurgency.
So would you say that at this stage of the game, the greater success is with the Islamic State rather than with the region?
We cannot ignore the Islamic State. Let me just make it clear, because people interpret my analysis the wrong way. We cannot ignore. I've said the eyes are on Mozambique. The U.S. designation has reignited their interest in Cabo Delgado. They are going to go out full force, because you must remember, at local level, the locals direct the pace, the momentum, the attacks, which gives the food to the Islamic State for claims to credit. My concern is, if you look at the video released last night that was taken in Mozambique, the prior, please view, listeners, not Palma. If you look at that video, there were some light-skinned people in that video. Now, to say they're from the Middle East or from ISIS would be completely irresponsible. But the foreign influence, the training in guerrilla fighting, which has been taken place, and no one has taken note, but is now coming to the fore and is at play in the insurgency.
What is South Africa's involvement in this?
South Africa's involvement, if we go back, we do know that they have provided weapons and arms. We do know that there has been pressure from Minister Pandor and the President. But I cannot foresee that South Africa on a unilateral basis will move in. And to be frank, Albert, I don't, and I'm not a military expert, we do not have the financial means. We do not have trained soldiers to be able to get involved for a prolonged period of time. It is going to aggravate the situation as much as security is needed.
In terms of support for the Islamic State, is there a way that is support coming from within South Africa at all?
Howard, I know you are referring to what was being published yesterday. And I think the Institute for Security Studies will have to stand up here, because these are serious statements being made. Osuna's influence and operational capacity does not go beyond the conflict area at this moment in time. Could there be supply streams beyond actual individual support? Cannot be ignored. But the problem is, Howard, the Islamic State claims credit. People in South Africa with Islamic State loyalty start viewing this as part of the global struggle and then engage in acts of violence. But to state that there were 12 insurgents in South Africans involved, I dearly would love to know how they've identified them. In all these, the last 3 years, there were two or three, most likely ended up in Cabo Delgado. But 12 involved in the attack, I question that statement vehemently, and I find it irresponsible.
Because it's a very, very concerning statement. It really says so much to us. It says that, well, then there's organized support and there's networks and all sorts of things happening within South Africa, which, of course, we don't want to ignore if it is the case. But at the same time, we certainly don't want to create a concern where it might not be that concern.
Exactly. Mm. And that is why I'm saying, those that made the statement, those that have propagated this 12, I think they have to come and account in terms of much more detail. Because we do not in South Africa want to run with a false alarm. My word, we have enough problems.
Absolutely.
At this point, I am not saying it's impossible. Please, your listeners must understand this. I'm just saying I need much more, Howard, to say that there is a high probability that there were 12 insurgents involved, because we have to work with facts as analysts in this time in Cabo Delgado.
What do you think is going to happen now? I mean, we've had this whole event, this whole cataclysmic event taking place in the area, in the region. What's likely to follow?
Okay, I think what is likely to follow, Howard, I'll keep it short. There is still counter-operations in Palma. It is house-to-house searches. It is an urban warfare of clashes. I don't think that anyone can claim control. I think the insurgents will slowly withdraw. I don't think their intent is to hold on to Palma. Is an attack on the Afungi site itself a probability? For now, I don't think so. I think they've sent the message clearly that they are close, that they can do it at free will. But my concern, if I look at 2020 and the attacks, is that we are going to see an expansion immediately down south, where we still have insurgents in Yudumbi and Mwera, and activities there could be and will be reignited. And I think that if the Mozambican government does not change its position now, insurgents will dictate the momentum, the insurgency will increase, and with that, more and more people killed, and with that, Cabo Delgado will simply slip into a deeper level of man than where we are today.
Jasmine,
sorry, I do not have good news.
We're not looking for good news. We are looking for the facts. We're looking to try and understand exactly what is going on there. Unfortunately, we need to leave it there. Jasmine Opperman, always available to speak to us. Thank you.